We heard a few moments ago about Lauren Hemp's attendance at the Norwich City football ground. Ian MacDonald in Billericay picked up on the Hemp theme. Hemp and Hemp. At a time when North Walsham's own Lauren Hemp has been celebrating football's success with England's Lionesses, it was perhaps timely to read your report of a different kind of hemp being cultivated and harvested by a farm near Diss. Hemp is a crop that's been cultivated for thousands of years because it can be used for so many different purposes. Like bamboo, it's exceptionally fast-growing, maturing in 4 months after planting in spring. Historically, we've used hemp in this country mostly to make paper, clothing, and the rope and canvas sails we need for our ships. But these days, it's found new uses in animal feed, paint, and even in building, construction, and car production. It controls weeds and thistles for farmers wishing to avoid modern herbicides, and yet can also be used artistically to create beautiful jewellery such as bracelets and necklaces. It's a shame that we're not exploiting this crop as much as we could, with China and France controlling 95% of the world market. We used to grow a lot of it in East Anglia in the 1500s, before exploiting it with the Puritans who settled in New England. Good luck, then, to contemporary hempry farm trying to revive our appreciation of the value of such an adaptable plant.
The plans to improve the Sweetbriar Marshes Nature Reserve have not met with universal approval. Joe Taylor of Norwich wrote, "I knew this would happen. Once you start opening up what was once a quiet, peaceful part of Norwich, there will always be people who want to spoil it. And as for adding a visitor welfare facility, whatever that is, small staff office, workshop, parking spaces, changing facilities and toilets, it then becomes a playground, and the wildlife which is possibly still there will inevitably disappear. Why not add a cafe too while you are at it, and then you will really destroy the area."
Doug Fulcher in Thorpe St Andrew agreed. We read that new facilities are being planned for the 90 acres of a previously wild area, situated at the bottom of Sweetbriar Road, where it meets Dereham Road, the area now known as Sweetbriar Marshes, since being taken over by Norfolk Wildlife Trust some 18 months ago, and named by them at the time as their new 90-acre wildlife haven. This part of Norwich had lain quite undisturbed and was indeed a true wildlife haven, but now it will be wild no longer, as the Trust is proposing to build a visitor welfare facility. Whatever that might be, a staff office and workshop, with accessible parking spaces, changing facilities and toilets. Pathways are to be improved, a seating area with viewing screens and platforms erected, all this to encourage visitors to the area. A spokesperson for Norfolk Wildlife Trust has spoken of the area as brimming with flowers, dragonflies and butterflies, and birds too, but I'm left wondering how this wildlife will get on with parents, children, dogs and mobiles now being encouraged to join them. Left as they were, Sweetbriar Marshes were indeed sweet for the wildlife that lives there. Now, with the help of the Norfolk Wildlife Trust, they're being turned into just another noisy playground.
And Richard Shepherd in Holt added his views. "I read about the plans for Sweetbriar Marshes with sadness. That place, along with its fellows at Earlham, Eton and Whitlingham, were favourite retreats for boyhood rambles. But Sweetbriar Marshes were my dearest because nearest to my home in Heigham, Norwich. In the late 50s and early 60s, I saw a crested coot on the Wensum by the east end part of the marshes. Water voles on both sides. Ditto the koipu. Reed buntings, lapwings, water rails, wax wings in the winter time, and many other more common species. So I appreciate the anxieties about the intrusion on Sweetbriar Marshes by facilities which will detract from the tranquility and sense of isolation that the marshes evoke."